I think around 1968, there are some studies which came out from World Bank and UNDP that the Nepal's forest will be degraded by 2000 and Nepal's Himal will be totally a desert kind of thing. And being a Nepali, I felt some pressure to do something in forest conservation and protection. So I started looking at what is happening. But it took a long time for me to get involved because I was looking for the opportunity to get involved. I started getting involved in 1984 only.
At that time, did you know about the work of Wangari Maathai?
Not that much, but I looked at what is happening in Nepal itself and found out there are some problems of the institution and problem in terms of forest management because there was a focus on the plantation and the tree management. But any resource needs managers, so we had to concentrate on the managers. And who are the managers? Only the local people, those who go to the forest day, can be the managers. That's how it started.
So that's what you did. You arranged for the local people to take control?
Yeah.
And was anyone upset about that?
Yes. Local agencies like panchayats were upset. Forest department was upset because I said users could be the managers. So we have to go to the government and say, please give us certain patches of the forest so that we can develop the community forest. That's how we started the community forest in Nepal.
And what exactly does community foresting mean in Nepal?
Community forest means there are people around the forest because there is a quite interlinkages between the forest and the communities in Nepal because they almost live around the forest. So forests were being used by the communities for a long time and their livelihood source. But somehow the government later on took over the forest from the communities, and communities were forced to, in fact, go and steal the forest. And forest became nobody else's property. People started thinking that it is not our property, not our resources, so we can degrade it. Because of that, we started feeling that we have to develop that ownership of the people in the forest, then only forest can be managed.
And what is the state of the forests in Nepal now?
There are about more than 17,000 user groups in Nepal, which covers about 35% of the population, and they manage about 1.2 million hectares of the forest. Rest other forests are managed by the government. And one time even the forest secretary of Nepal said, you know, wherever I go, wherever I see the very green and verdant forest, and I ask the people who manage that forest, it's usually the people. But when I see that degraded forest, it's usually managed by the government. So you can see the change.
So is that your goal, to take the forests from the government and hand them over to the community?
So that was my goal all the time, and that will be my goal. I think the main thing will be to hand over the forest to those who can manage. If the government comes with the better plans for the management, I will not be against the government. But until now, it has not happened.